Tompkins Cortland Community College men's basketball has been off for a very long time. It's been a month since they last took the court, but they are officially back at it this coming weekend with a couple of games at home and on the road. Joining us now on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines to chat about it is Jaden Allen of the Tompkins Cortland Community College men's basketball team. Jaden, such a long layover, as I just mentioned. How did you guys keep yourselves busy and ready for the second half of the season with more than a month off away from the court against opponents?
Well, we all just try to keep in communication during the break and make sure that we're all in the gym, all like keeping in good shape and just ready to come back. And we came back in practice this week before, and we all just know that we have to work hard, a little bit extra harder since that. We had that time off and not much game experience, and just trying to keep that cohesiveness in the team.
You mentioned that you essentially had to stay in the gym, try to stay in game shape and everything like that. What was that like for you during the holiday break?
It was tough trying to balance that in that time, spend with your family and stuff like that. But I just made sure that I stayed in my local gym, my local high school gym, and was able to keep running, keep in good shape, and just ready to get back to work, but not try to overdo it to the point I might get hurt or anything like that.
For sure. How much time do you feel like you put into the gym during this time off?
I put a lot into the gym, just working on small stuff that I seen in the first half of the season I could work on personally, and just tweaking things here and there, watching a lot of game film, watching game tape, and just working on those little things, getting my shots up, and just staying in shape, basically. Just really came back and worked well with the team.
Jaden Allen, our guest from the Tompkins Cortland Community College men's basketball team. Panthers back at it this weekend, on the road tomorrow at SUNY Broome, and then back home against Hudson Valley Community College. You lead the team in scoring. What has been working for you so far this season, you think?
I've just been able to pick my spots on the floor and like get to the spots I want to get to. And my teammates been helping me with our in-and-out game. We have Devontae Henry. He's pretty dominant down low, so a lot of attention goes down to him and opens it up for me outside my three-point shot.
What do you feel like has been the best part of your game so far at this point in the year? Is it the three-point shot? Is it the free-throw shooting? Because it seems like you never miss from there either. Is there one aspect of your game on the offensive side that you feel like has been the best so far?
Definitely my three-point shot, because once I start hitting a couple, I start feeling the crowd's energy, and I'm able to get into a good rhythm. I'm more of like a rhythm shooter, so once I get it going and hit a couple, two, three, then I start having fun out there. I start extending my range a little bit, and then once again, it just opens everything up for the rest of my teammates. My team's great at just swinging the ball around, finding me, opening the corner, and just knowing my spots on the floor also.
Jaden Allen, our guest here on BTL from the Tompkins Cortland men's basketball team. I want to go back to that game against Fulton Montgomery Community College where you dropped 33 points, and you do it because it seemed like you pretty much did not miss out there on the floor. You were, what, 8 for 14 from long range. How much time do you put in, do you think, when it comes to shooting the deep ball? Because 8 for 14, that's a prime example of being red hot from downtown.
Yeah, just that night in particular definitely felt like I was throwing rocks in the ocean that night for sure. It was just the crowd. We had a great home crowd that game, and just a lot of energy. And it was just a game that we needed to get a win to like keep things going up, because we had a couple of losses before. It was just a really fun game out there. I put a lot of work into my shot. It's a three-point shot, because that's my main facet of my game. I try to work on a lot of other things, too, so I haven't really been too locked in on that one thing. I know teams are going to try to push me up the three-point line now, so I'm trying to be able to do it all, get to the rim, and facilitate for my teammates and just open it up for everybody now.
I'm kind of curious what brought you to Tompkins Cortland, because you're from Marlboro. That's a bit of a trek to little upstate Dryden, New York. What brought you to Tompkins Cortland to play ball?
Coach Rich Echeverria, yeah, had a good relationship with him, my AAU coach. And when I visited up here, it felt very comfortable. And the system they play and Coach Echeverria, he lets me play my style of game. And I just felt like it would be a good fit coming up here rather than some of the other community college schools that were closer to my area. I just feel like this would be the best fit for me on the basketball court, especially.
What do you feel like has been the biggest improvement in your game from your freshman year here into your sophomore season?
I just think my composure, am I able to just lead my team vocally, and make sure everybody's doing the right thing instead of just running by myself. Coming in my freshman year, I wasn't much of a leader, but Coach Rich, kind of before the season, he told me he wanted me to be more vocal and be a true guard. True college guard, and that was the biggest step up from last year, I believe.
Jaden Allen, our guest here on BTL from the Tompkins-Cortland men's basketball team. Panthers back in action after more than a month off. Back at it at SUNY Broome tomorrow and Hudson Valley Community College on Sunday. From the high school game to this junior college game, what do you feel like the toughest adjustment has been? Something that kind of took you by surprise where you're like, oh, I didn't expect that I had to be better at this or do this or whatever it may be. What was the biggest and toughest adjustment for you?
Just the physicality and the pace of the game.
Yeah.
Definitely from high school, it's a little bit slower. But that was another thing I had to adjust coming in after my freshman year. Just being able to be more physical, getting to the line more. I didn't get to the line as much last year. So that's one thing I had to adjust to, the physicality and the pace of the game.
I want to talk about what's coming up for you guys because looking at your record, 3-7, I'm sure you're obviously trying to rack up the wins, but you guys are averaging 74 points per game. So on the defensive side of things, what do you feel like you have to lock down on a little bit more in order to help you help yourself win these games?
We just have to be more consistent. Yeah. We know if we play good defense and rebound the ball well, that we can hang in there with any team and get wins over any team. But we just have to be consistent with it and just do it every game and every position in and out.
You guys do average 74 points per game, and that's not a bad mark by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. I mean, that's a really, really good mark. Do you guys feel like when you reach a certain point total that things might go your way? I mean, do you guys strive for a certain number on the scoreboard every time you take the floor?
I mean, not necessarily. We know it really depends on when a loss is, how we play defense. Mm-hmm. And we're talented, so we could score the ball with ease, but we can't allow the other team to have a good scoring game, too. We can't take defensive breaks on defense or anything like that. So really, we've just been focused on our defense and rebounding and just doing that at a consistent rate. Because second semester, if we're able to do that, then I think we'll be pretty well.
Jaden, before I let you run, I'd love to know what kind of goals you've set yourself for the rest of the season and what kind of goals the team might have for the rest of the year. Anything?
Oh, my number one goal is to lead the team to a conference championship. I believe we have the potential to do that.
Hey, Jaden, it's been a great start to the season for you. Keep it up. Keep getting those big
thank
point
you,
totals,
you.
And we'll be chatting with you soon, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.